From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. A man opened fire inside a church in a small South Texas community Sunday morning. Texas Governor Greg Abbott just spoke at the first news conference since the deadly mass shooting in his state's history.
Unfortunately, I'm sad to tell you to confirm, at least at this moment in time, there are 26 lives that have been lost. We don't know if that number will rise or not. All we know is that's too many.
About 20 other people are said to be hospitalized, some possibly in grave condition. Officials say the gunman fled in a vehicle after the attack and was killed either by a self-inflicted wound or during a confrontation with police. He is said to have used some sort of assault-style rifle. President Donald Trump is embarking on his five-nation Asian trip, and during the first stop in Japan, he told U.S. military personnel at Yokota Air Base Sunday that no one, no dictator, no regime, should underestimate American resolve.
History has proven over and over that the road of the tyrant is a steady march toward poverty, suffering, and servitude. But the path of strong nations and free people, certain of their values and confident in their futures, is a proven path toward prosperity and peace.
A senior administration official traveling with Trump said that much of his talks with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and other leaders throughout the 13-day trip will center on thwarting Pyongyang's nuclear ambitions. You're listening to VOA News. Climate change is back on the agenda with a global climate conference that starts Monday in the German city of Bonn. Up to 25,000 people are expected to attend the talks. Participants will include diplomats from 195 nations, as well as scientists, lobbyists, and environmentalists. President Trump may be away on a nearly two-week trip to Asia, but back in Washington, Special Counsel Robert Mueller is looking for new details in his probe into possible ties between Mr. Trump's election campaign and the Russians trying to influence last year's vote. VOA's Peter Heinlein at the White House has the latest.
As he left the White House, Trump said he had little memory of a March 2016 meeting where campaign adviser George Papadopoulos talked about arranging contacts with Kremlin-connected Russians. The White House painted Papadopoulos as an insignificant player. Despite these statements, during the campaign, Trump released a photo of himself and Papadopoulos in a meeting that included now Attorney General Jeff Sessions and called Papadopoulos one of his foreign policy advisors. That meeting has become a focus of Special Counsel Mueller's probe, along with the activities of foreign lobbyists such as Paul Manafort, Trump's one-time campaign manager. As Mueller's investigation widens, observers say it is moving closer to Trump's inner circle. Three conservative Republicans in Congress introduced a non-binding resolution Friday demanding Special Counsel Mueller's resignation, calling his work unnecessary. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, The White House.
Saudi Arabia's heir to the throne is overseeing an unprecedented wave of arrests of dozens of the country's most powerful princes, military officers, influential businessmen, and government ministers. Among those taken into custody overnight Saturday in the purported anti-corruption sweep were billionaire Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal, one of the world's richest men with extensive holdings in Western companies, as well as two of the late King Abdullah's sons. Analyst Richard Weitz with the Hudson Institute.
We've seen the same kind of factors at work in China. The Chinese government has been cracking down on corruption, partly to better spend money, but partly also to ensure that there are no rivals to the president.
The arrests also send a message that the 32-year-old Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman has the full backing of his father, King Salman, to carry out sweeping anti-corruption reforms targeting senior royals and their business associates, who have long been seen as operating above the law. With unemployment in the United States at a 17-year low and businesses complaining that they can't fill jobs, you might expect rising wages, but apparently they're not. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.